the vast majority of the people who have contacted me have told me that it was their mother who sexually abused them. Now, I wouldn't like to say that that's what's happening necessarily with child sexual abuse everywhere by women. But the mother can disguise what she's doing, putting cream on the child, bathing the child, holding the child in bed. You know, society thinks, ooh, that's okay, because it's a mommy. Maybe it's a bit suspect because it's a dad, which I think is very sad, but that's how it goes. I think most female sexual abuse goes undetected, and in fact, I think that a lot of people cover up for their mothers. It's very rarely talked about. There are only two or three books even out there about the subject, so that unless there's a media coverage of it, for example, somebody writes a personal book or goes on and tells a personal story or a film comes out, then that brings a flurry of people who say, I'll tell. But I think for the most part, it's quite quiet. I mean, when's the last time you heard about female sexual abuse of children?
When my son, when we separated, he was four, and he was obviously, you know, he was disturbed about what was going on between his parents. He wanted to be in my bed, and I thought about the implications of it, and then, like you, I thought, ah, fuck it, no, he can stay there, that's fine, and we'll take the consequences if someone raises an issue about it, which luckily they never did. But you have to say to people who come to our meetings, be careful, you know, because there'll be suggestions.
With female sexual abuse of children, it's often termed seduction and not abuse. In most cases, it's actually presented as either harmless or even a good thing.
It comes down to perception. For instance, men are the sexual predators and women are not, which means that women can get away with child abuse a lot easier than men can, and they do.
When 28-year-old Deborah LaFay fucks that kid, that's a crime. We didn't get it on videotape. Wow. That's... That kid is not traumatized for life. I should have been so traumatized for life, so scarred.
Whilst I agree that we need to get a grip in society concerning hysteria about abuse, does this really make sense? Do boys simply not need protection from adult women and their sexual desires?
There isn't a charge of rape for women.
There really? There isn't?
No.
I think because there's that thing in the teachers. Mm. There was a teacher that had sex with underage boys, and that went to court, but I don't know what happened to it.
I think it's called indecent assault. I mean, it might have changed this May. Recently, there's been some changes to try and get rid of discrimination of this type. But before May, there's no such thing as a woman raping anybody.
Behind me? It's unusual, isn't it? It's the same difference, isn't it, really?
Mm. Women who sexually abuse kids, if you look in the media, have affairs with them. They seduce them. The victims, if they're boys, are always described as older than their age. They look bigger. The woman who ran off, I've forgotten her name, she ran off about 2 years ago to Florida with a 14-year-old boy. She was his teacher, I think. She was 30-something. This was described as an affair. And my comment was, if that had been a 31-year-old man, who'd run off with a 13 or 14-year-old girl, would we have described it as an affair? No, I don't think so. We excuse women. We don't want to believe it. And as Germaine Greer said to me on a television program, well, if it is a woman having sex with a young teenage boy, i.e. a 13 or 14-year-old, and he gets an erection, then clearly it's his responsibility. And I'm going, excuse me? This is not logical. So it seems that the boy, if it's a boy, the boy is blamed in any event. If it's a girl, then it's kind of, ooh, you know, ooh, she must be a lesbian. It must be something like that. It must be a lesbian affair. It's abuse. I'm sorry. It's abuse if the child is under the age of 16. The law states it's abuse, and it doesn't matter whether it's a man or woman. Now, the most recent law that came out on May 1st actually now does say gender is irrelevant. Finally.
So you don't accept the argument that if a boy has an erection, then he must want it. He must want the abuse.
There is no correlation between a boy having an erection and wanting sex, just as there's no correlation with a girl having an orgasm and having sex with an abuser, children's bodies respond to sexual stimuli. Their minds, their development, their beings are not ready for it. What people do forget is that sexual abuse can feel good if it's not violent and nasty. I mean, you see little, my kids, when they were tiny, when they were like 7, 8, 9 months old, you go in and you find them with their hands inside their nappies asleep at night. The same with girls. So there's a sexuality that children have. But when that is hothoused, when it's forced, when the development is at the behest of the abuser and not at the natural developmental level of the child, then that's abuse.
If a woman has sex with an underage boy, do you regard that as rape?
Yes, absolutely. When you talk to these boys who have these affairs, and I put that in quotes because it's abuse, with older women, at the time of the affair, they're usually confused. They've usually been told having sex is a good thing. And other people would say, oh, you lucky boy. You know, oh, you've had sex with an older woman. Boy, I wish I was. When you talk to them 10 years later and they look back on it, it in many ways destroyed their lives. One man said to me, in fact, he's in the book. I did a program with him and he said, I should have been out kicking footballs with my friends. I should have been dating girls. I should have been concentrating on my schoolwork, he said, and all I could think about was the next time I was going to have sex with my teacher. And he said, I wasn't ready for it. She was pushing it. And I thought it was cool, but it wasn't. It was abuse. And I think that really does hold true. I have only ever met one man who said that he thought it was great and it continued to be great. And he was still having sex at age 40 with his mother in her 60s and his sister.